Welcome back to Sweet Valley, everyone, the most terrific place in the world. My name is Shannon, and this is my Sweet Valley High podcast. I apologize for my unannounced hiatus. Winter depression is in season, and it's taken me 2 months to get through this book. Or maybe I just don't like Caroline Pierce. And as I'm recording this, it's Inauguration Day. Hooray. Anyway, today we'll be discussing Sweet Valley High number 17, Love Letters, published in March of 1985. Caroline Pierce is basking in the afterglow of last night's party at the country club. People finally seem somewhat stoked on her, and it's all because she's been showing everyone the love letters her boyfriend Adam has written her. For some reason, having a boyfriend has made people dislike her less. Trouble is, Caroline made him up and wrote the letters herself. She's been taking inspiration from Robert Browning's letters to Elizabeth Barrett. Caroline has a popular older sister, Anita, who is always trying to tell her that people would like her more if she stopped gossiping. But Caroline doesn't see herself as a gossip. She just wants people to have a reason to talk to her. She doesn't have any real friends, which would be sad if she wasn't so annoying. Caroline walks over to the Wakefield house to see if she can get a ride to the beach, and Jessica makes Liz send her away. On her way back to her own house, she puts a fallen lid back on the Wakefield's trash can, and while doing so, she sees a piece of paper. It briefly occurs to her to leave it in the trash, but she's obnoxious, so she takes it home with her. It's a photocopy of a letter from Alice Wakefield to some company in San Francisco. Alice has been offered a job, and she's thinking it over. Jessica is at the beach with Lila and Kara later, when Caroline shows up to irritate them. Jessica gets snotty with her, and Caroline reacts by showing her the letter, which she has brought with her to the beach for some reason. Jessica goes home and shows it to Liz, and the two of them beg their mom not to take the job. Dad Wakefield looks at his crying daughters and gets angry and sends them to their rooms. Awesome parenting. Later that night at the Dairy Burger, Caroline comes up to Liz and her table of friends to apologize for bringing up the letter in front of Jessica and her friends. She's an idiot. So Liz has to break the news to Todd, Olivia, and Roger that she might be moving away. Caroline tells her sister about Adam, which results in Anita offering to take Caroline to the mall for shopping and a makeover. Caroline also keeps telling the girls at school about the letters and making excuses about Adam not coming to visit. He supposedly lives about 2 hours away in Cold Springs. The twins are trying a variety of schemes to get their parents to stay in Sweet Valley, including asking the Tourist Bureau to mail them all the pamphlets and brochures they have about how great the town is. Then Jessica calls her dad's office and says her car won't start and she's out at Las Palmas Canyon, one of Ned's favorite places. The twins prepare a dinner with all the parents' favorite foods from around town. After dinner, Liz makes the family listen to the play she's been writing for some drama contest. As fate would have it, the play is about Robert Browning and contains passages from his letters. Jessica recognizes the words from Caroline's letter, and she's convinced Adam isn't real. She talks to Lila, and they tell Caroline they're going to throw a party in Adam's honor next weekend, and there's nothing she can do about it. Lila goes so far as to buy the man a bus ticket. Jessica gets Caroline to read one of Adam's letters to Liz, who immediately recognizes it, but she thinks Adam is plagiarizing Robert Browning. Caroline confesses the truth to Liz and asks her not to read her play to the school because then everyone will know she faked the letters. Liz, a pushover, actually considers this, even though that would mean withdrawing from the contest. At home that night, Caroline's sister asks how Adam's doing, and Caroline crumbles and tells her she made Adam up because she was lonely. Anita has a long talk with her about how to make friends and stop being a know-it-all gossip. Caroline is determined to turn over a new leaf. The next morning, she apologizes to a couple people she's spread rumors about, and she tells Liz not to cancel her play reading. She has every intention of telling Lila and Jessica the truth about Adam, but when she faces them, she loses her nerve. She tells them Adam copied the letters from Robert Browning, but leaves out the part about how he doesn't exist. Liz spends a stupid amount of time thinking about Caroline's problem, and now it's the night of the party. Anita has helped Caroline get ready, and she looks amazing. She's about to announce to the party that she made Adam up when a cute boy rushes in and apologizes for being late. His name is Jerry. Todd knows him from sports, and he's asked him to pretend to be Adam for the night. Caroline is grateful, but after a couple hours she starts feeling bad about lying to everyone. So she asks Lila to turn the music down, and she tells everyone the truth. And then she runs outside, and Jerry follows her. He says he likes her and would like to see her again. By the way, the Wakefield parents decide not to move to San Francisco, and Elizabeth wins the drama contest. Duh. Here are some things to know. Number one, Bruce Patman has been seen flirting with Regina. Liz thinks about warning her he's a bad guy, but she chooses this situation to actually mind her business. Number two, Anita is kind of aggravating. She doesn't show any interest in being friendly with Caroline until she thinks Caroline has a boyfriend, but then she lectures her about being a good friend. Number three, Ned Wakefield's parenting? Pretty terrible. After Alice decides not to take the job, he tells her they should wait to tell the twins as a punishment for not being more supportive. So for a week, the twins are worrying about whether or not they'll have to move in the middle of their junior year. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check out my website at shannonsweetvalleyreboot.com and join me next time for book number 18, Head Over Heels.